Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In April of 2019, the LDS Church reversed itself on a position regarding the children of those in same-sex households. And the way the mandate came down on November 13th of 2015, there was going to be a new provision added to the church handbook that affirmed that adults who choose to enter into same-gender marriage or similar relationship commit sin that warrants a church disciplinary council. Not only that, it was mandated that if they had children in that relationship, those children could not be baptized and they could not be blessed. This caused a huge uproar among many Latter-day Saints, and as we were talking about yesterday, Eric mentioned how Reuters said that about 1,500 people resigned their membership as a result of that policy, as it's being called now. The point we were trying to raise is when you have someone like Russell M. Nelson say in January of 2016 that policy, as it's understood, really came about by way of revelation or inspiration of the Lord, it makes you wonder, well, does the God of the Bible really reverse himself after only 3.5 years? We would say, no, that doesn't make sense. It shouldn't even make sense to a Latter-day Saint if they believe the Book of Mormon, because whether you want to call it a policy or revelation, it certainly is a decree because it was a statement that came out and it had full force of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints behind it. And the Book of Mormon does teach in Alma 41:8 that the decrees of the Lord are unalterable. But this one was altered in April of 2019. And now those provisions have been completely reversed and same-sex marriage is not going to be looked upon in the Mormon Church as apostate behavior, and children can be baptized if they live in a household where same-sex marriage is taking place. So Greg Trimble, who is a Mormon blogger, writes about this, and he's urging right after this happens, I know this is a little dated now, the dust has somewhat settled, and we can now look back and reevaluate a lot of the things that we've read and heard, but Trimble writes this piece titled, Take It Easy on President Nelson. And he's lamenting the fact that after this recent reversal that he saw as being good news, that's the phrase he uses, he was lamenting the fact that there was a slew of negativity towards the prophet and the apostles. And he argues, can people not see that President Nelson and the apostles are trying their hardest to do what's right? Which, as I mentioned yesterday, caused me to ask the question, are you implying, Mr. Trimble, that what they did in 2015 was wrong? It seems to make sense to me that it had to have been wrong before in order for the reversal to be considered right. So we've been going through some of the statements that Greg Trimble makes, and the reason I wanted to do this is because I think Mr. Trimble represents a lot of the thinking among, well, perhaps especially younger people in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but he makes some statements that I think need to be examined. And so that's why we're going through his piece. Today we want to start with his paragraph that begins, the fact that the first presidency and the apostles were willing to make the change so quickly on this policy shows to me, Trimble says, a great deal of humility.
Especially President Nelson. He could have just left it alone a little longer and let the next president of the church handle it. But he confronted the issue and is trying to make things right.
There he goes again with the word right. So if he's making things right in April of 2019, did the leadership make it wrong in November of 2015?
And remember, again, what we talked about earlier, the leadership didn't make it wrong. It was God's revelation to the leadership by God. That's what the leaders have said. Russell M. Nelson says that in 2016. So you can't lay all the blame on the leaders for that 2015 decision. You have to say God is culpable.
Exactly. And you're going back to the speech that Russell M. Nelson gave on January 10th, 2016 at Brigham Young University, Hawaii. It was titled Becoming True Millennials. I would encourage you folks to look it up. All you have to do is Google Becoming True Millennials, Russell M. Nelson, maybe even throw BYU in the search, and I'm sure this talk will come up. Look for the two paragraphs where it begins, the first presidency and the quorum of the 12 apostles counsel together and share all the Lord has directed us to understand and to feel individually and collectively. And then it goes on to talk about the prophetic process, how it was followed in 2012 with the change in the minimum age for missionaries. And he goes on to say, and again, with the recent addition to the church's handbook, consequent to the legislation of same-sex marriage in some countries. This is what he's referring to. He's referring to the first presidency statement that was found on LDS.org, and it was posted November 13th, 2015. And as we've stated, that was reversed in April of 2019. This is the context of what Greg Trimble is writing about in this piece. Then he goes on in the next paragraph to refer to what Nelson claimed was a revelation as being what? A policy.
He writes, I wouldn't like any policy banning any children of any family dynamic from being baptized. But I also know that there are lots of things that I don't know. And if I don't have all the facts, then how can I judge the decision as a folly of a man or a temporary policy from God?
See, that phrase policy, he uses it twice in that paragraph. I wouldn't like any policy banning any children. Now, this is what the Mormon Church is calling it. They're calling it a policy, as if a policy is just like a corporate decision that can be reversed at any old time, because it's really just the decision of men. But whoa, wait a minute. It's not the decision of men, according to Russell M. Nelson's statement in 2016. It was a revelation. It was inspired of the Lord to Thomas S. Monson, who was the president at that time. And Nelson said everyone was in agreement with what they felt was God's instruction to Thomas S. Monson.
And it would have to be, Bill, because if Nelson and the other leaders are just talking off the top of their head and going with whatever they wanted, and they didn't care what God thought, then the membership is not going to accept that. So certainly everything they do is supposed to have been brought through the process of prayer through what God has instructed them to do. These are supposed to be leaders of God. And so I think it's a requirement that God is behind anything that they are supposed to be doing.
But Trimble says something in this paragraph. He says, how can I judge the decision as a folly of a man or a temporary policy from God? Well, I would think if you were going by the Bible, you could easily make a judgment on that kind of a decision, because God doesn't need to change his mind in 3.5 years. The God of the Bible is described as omniscient. He's all-knowing. He doesn't need new information. He doesn't wait for the culture to tell him how to move. But apparently the God of Mormonism does.
One thing that we notice in both the 2015 and the 2019 announcements of these policies is that we don't see Scripture, especially the Bible, but we don't see anywhere where they're pointing to any of the four Scriptures, the standard works in the LDS Church, to say, look, there's precedent for not allowing children of homosexual parents to be blessed or baptized. Look at this instance, or look at that instance. They don't have that. This is basically, as we've said before, a pragmatic decision not based on anything that the standard works have for us.
And Trimble is basically going to take the position of, look, I'm not privy to a lot of information that he assumes, I guess, that the leadership has. And so this is why he says in the next paragraph, we don't know what is going on behind the scenes.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know what situations might have arisen that might have caused the policies of the past. We don't know what information they have when these decisions are being made. We don't know if it was a revelation, quote unquote, regarding the policy, or just an honest mistake. And honestly, if someone believes in the God of the New Testament, then you don't have to look far to see policy reversals that took place in a very short amount of time. Christ himself changed the policy as to which people the gospel should be preached to within about a two-year time span, and it confused the heck out of Peter, and I'm sure many others.
First of all, I don't think what God did in the book of Acts when it came to Peter's vision of the unclean animals and the sheep, and the fact that God was going to take the gospel to the Gentile people was a policy. I don't think it would be called a policy, at least certainly not the way Mormons are trying to define that word now. As far as the gospel being open to all, that was something that was in the Old Testament to happen at some point in time. Even when John writes about, for God so loved the world, what is he saying there? That this salvation and this love of God, the grace of God, was certainly going to go beyond the borders of Israel, to go to the entire world. This idea of the gospel being taken to the Gentiles was really something that all of a sudden sprung up in the New Testament. It was hinted at clear back in the Old Testament.
Sure.
So this wasn't this policy change that Trimble is trying to make reference to that happened within a very short amount of time. I would seriously question his analogy on that. But another thing I would like to question, he says, we don't know what information they have when these decisions are being made. We don't know if it was a quote-unquote revelation regarding the policy or just an honest mistake.
Oh man, that honest mistake is a killer, because if they did make an honest mistake, these are good men who just didn't see what God really intended, then you have to ask the question, what else are honest mistakes in the LDS church? There could be a lot of things they're telling us that they might honestly believe but are not true.
Was Brigham Young's teaching that Adam was God and the only God with whom we have to do an honest mistake? I mean, Mormons don't believe that today, even though Brigham Young, in that very sermon that he gave in April of 1852, in General Conference, by the way, he calls it a doctrine. And yet we're told in today's modern Mormon church that doctrine can't be changed. Well, I guess if I have my tongue planted firmly in cheek, I could say maybe they can't be changed, but they can be ignored, because that's basically what the church has done. Although Spencer Kimball did call the Adam God theory, as he referred to it, as being a false doctrine, it seems that the leadership of the church can bestow upon its membership information that is not supposed to truly be believed as gospel truth, and only is around for a temporary amount of time, such as this policy that was given in 2015 and then reversed in 2019. I agree with you, Eric. I would think that when Greg Trimble says that this could possibly have been an honest mistake, those words would be screaming at me if I was a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Does it really make it any better that the mistake was done honestly? It's still a mistake, right? But we're going to continue looking at what Mr. Trimble has to say about this in tomorrow's show.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.